Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What? Yeah, get to it. What are you, what?
I'm so
What's
confused
the matter with you
right
over
now.
There? You're like, well, talking to the air.
I have been like going down a rabbit hole about Jonathan the tortoise. I'm so concerned
about the turtle.
I'm so concerned about the turtle.
If you're not up to speed, this 190-something-year-old turtle possibly died over the weekend.
I know.
Nobody knows.
Well, and there's conflicting reports. I mean, MSN has two stories back to back that say it was a hoax and also that he passed away. And the one that I'm reading that says he passed away was from 6 hours ago.
Okay.
But then in the little cliff notes here, it says updated 4 days ago. So I don't know.
Nobody knows.
I don't know what's
Nobody
happening.
Knows.
And I'm so sad about a tortoise that I don't even know if he's okay or not right now.
I went and looked for a live feed, too.
Yeah.
I don't see a live feed because we could pop in. Although it could be stock footage that they're just rerunning. I saw some video that they posted like a day ago, but it looks very AI.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't. Nobody knows. Right now on the who gives an F meter.
I know. You are so... You don't
on a
care.
Scale
as
from
much.
1 to 10.
I really do care, though. Like, this has got me kind of tail spinning a little bit, but.
I love the passion over there, though.
T's and P's for Jonathan the tortoise.
Since we talked about it in PMA, Katie's been on the case over there. She's dying
to
know.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Here's the big stories floating around. The Super Mario Galaxy movie topped the domestic box office with $130
million. Yay! Oh, that's a perfect. Thank
you. And that was just its opening weekend. They said $190 million across 5 days. Hey!
Yay!
It was a big debut. Yay!
Hooray!
It's a really good, ooh, from what I hear.
Did
it's
you add
me.
To that? Oh, yeah, you didn't go see it the weekend opening weekend?
Globally, $372 million.
Yay!
Wow.
Hey! No, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe I will.
People
we'll see.
Love Mario.
People love
yes.
Mario.
Iconic.
Luigi too.
It's so good.
Yay.
Okay, so there is this wax figure of Taylor Swift in Ireland, and it is getting around the clock security to make sure fans don't rub her breastises.
Really?
Her breasts, her mammaries. They say they want to prevent people from doing a, quote, Molly Malone on her. Now, that is the Molly Malone statue in Ireland. It's a local legend there that you got to rub her
knockers,
boobilicious chest
mm-hmm.
for good luck. And if you see the pictures of this statue, it's a full bronze statue, and she's stacked, okay?
Okay.
And people have rubbed her mammaries so much that it has changed color.
Oh, really?
That's how popular. And they say, we can't have that with Taylor Swift.
Her tan line is showing,
yeah.
if you will.
Yes,
yeah.
Because it's like the statue is aged to a dark bronze,
yeah.
except her chesticles.
Yeah.
And they're like shiny. Hey, doing it for good luck, honey.
I needed lots of luck that
Dude,
time.
Perverts. An executive to the Wax Museum says, we're thrilled with the reaction to our Taylor Swift, but no one is going to rub our Taylor.
Well, good. Good.
No one's going to rub our Taylor. Oh, what else is going on? Garth Brooks refuses still to be on Spotify and Apple Music.
That's a smart move.
Is it? So
Not
he
at
wants
all.
People to buy
no,
physical
is.
Media instead, but this story here is saying it is hurting his legacy. For reference, Spotify has 110 million monthly users. 90% of those people are between 18 and 34 years old. So what's happening now is younger generations are not becoming familiar with Garth Brooks' music at all, especially if they're only getting their music from Spotify and Apple Music, which is two biggies, two juggernauts in the world of music right now. So, yeah, I feel like it is going to hurt him because it's eventually going to come to the point where, like,
no one knows
who's going to buy a record or a CD of Garth Brooks.
But here's the thing is this is how he's done his stuff the entire time. If you remember all of his tours, he markets them himself. He's a marketing major from Oklahoma State University. The man knows how to market his music. And even if it's taken a little bit of a nosedive now, I think he knows what he's doing in the long run because
maybe.
He's always done this. He's always said, my music is mine and I will, you know, put it out there the way that I want to. So I don't
but
know.
I think,
Garth is smart.
To a point, too, where you're getting up there. You're not releasing new stuff. You want your legacy and your old stuff to survive. So you should ask Baby Nana today how much she knows about Garth Brooks.
Well, Baby Nana's not the biggest country fan, but
still
I
within
bet
that age range, though.
You, I bet you that he still has his older fans buying that physical music.
My mom.
Exactly. There's so many fans out there who still love that medium when it comes to listening and enjoying.
Once they die off, though, then it's going to come a point where the youngers have no idea who he is. And
maybe then he'll join Spotify.
Maybe. Well, then he'll be dead.
Exactly. Won't matter to him anymore. Yeah. Then
poor
it's Garth. Trish's
It is like
problem.
My mom, though, who's upset that when my dad bought his truck that there was no CD player in there.
Yeah,
how am I going to listen to my media?
I don't know. I think that there's always something in it for Garth, so I think he's a smart guy.
Let me give you one final thing, because I saw the video of this today. Chick-fil-A reportedly fired an entire shift of 8 workers. It doesn't say where this was in this story, though, but I watched the video. They posted a TikTok video of them doing a choreographed dance. Now, they might have gotten away with it. It was kind of cute and silly, but it mainly involved suggestive bouncing, much like the statue in Ireland.
The song
was just all about them jiggling their stuff, and the song loaded with profanity.
Oh, yeah, they don't play.
Loaded.
Chick-fil-A don't
play.
Allow that.
And they were shot in the stores in uniforms. Although the employees are claiming it was done after they closed, but still, it's like Chick-fil-A splattered everywhere.
Brand itself, like...
Yeah, so that is one of these stories that's popping this morning to talk to your kids about the consequences of posting something online, especially at your place of business.
Yeah.
We can't do that here.
No, there's no way.
I ain't gonna be doing no twerking videos here.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah, that's
actually,
different.
I think about
that
it.
Might get some views.
Yeah.
We're not going to post that one then?
I'm not going to do it in a mixed t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Not around the logos.
Yeah. Do we have sports?
We do, and one of the most bizarre videos you'll see this weekend. Dirk Van, I can't pronounce his last name, is a darts player. We are going to the wonderful world of professional darts. Well, he was down in the German Grand Prix, and he needed to hit 2 18s in a row, Katie, and he didn't. And he threw up his leg in disdain after missing 2 darts, much to the surprise of the commentators there.
It's not playing.
Oh.
Is it? It was a really well done setup, though.
I'm sad.
Hold on.
Hang on, what's going on there?
Mike McCoy.
Was I Inspector Gadget? This leg appeared out of nowhere.
Go, Gadget legs. Well, I didn't know he was a ballet dancer.
So, in the camera shot that just happened, his leg all of a sudden just shoots up like a ballet dancer. Like, he grabs his leg and pulls it. And then, mind you, this is a darts player. And he showed off his flexibility after missing the throw. But all of a sudden, the commentators go, what's going on there? Because his leg just shoots up.
It wasn't a prosthetic leg. It was just him being flexible.
It's him being flexible.
No, he does his stretches.
I thought he threw his leg at the dartboard.
No. Like, he grabs his leg by, like, the hamstring. And throws it up. Okay,
bullseye with a leg. Okay, that's a story.
It is insane.
Stupid 18. That's what I thought, but anyway.
Stupid 18.
You know what is even crazier? A woman turning 109, and we can, hats off to a local Aurora woman, and Irma Palmer never thought she'd get that far either.
It's got up there so high, 100 and what, Deborah?
9.
109. I thought I was too darn honored to ever get that old.
I like her, y'all.
She didn't even know how old she was.
How old am I, Deborah?
I love it.
100 and what, Deborah?
9.
She turned 109 back in February, but they made a really big deal about it because obviously she's the oldest living woman around us. Not the oldest living person in the world, though. That title goes to Ethel Caterham.
Ethel.
She is 116. Irma is so old, she doesn't even remember how old she is. She's a, how old am I, Deborah?
That's so funny. 101.
Yeah, she didn't even know.
I like her.
I know.
I like her a lot.
I do too. She's so fun. They had a band come out and play for her and everything. Aww. And she was just so excited. She had her little ear pods in and stuff.
What's her name again? Irma?
Irma Palmer.
You know she's old. No one's had bad. No one's had the name of Irma in the last century.
She was born during Woodrow Wilson's presidency. So, yeah. She's been around forever. You know what, though? She was not born in the state of Colorado, and that's not very uncommon for Colorado residents. I just saw this story. It was pretty interesting. Under 41% of Colorado residents were born in the state. So well, yeah. 6 million folks live here. Yeah,
well, the 6 million, melting pot state for a reason.
Yeah, and so 6 million folks live here. Only 2.4 million are born in Colorado. Most of the transplants from California, then followed by Texas, New York, and Illinois. But I just thought that was interesting because, I mean, I wasn't born here either. No. But I've lived in Colorado longer than I lived in North Dakota. So I always tell people, I'm like, I'm essentially a local, right? Come on.
Yeah, you're
essentially a local. Like, exactly. Yeah. Irma gets it. Irma gets it. And then the 88 Drive-In Theater reopened on Friday to kick off another summer season. So this is the Adams County Theater, Drive-In Theater. It's its 50th summer season. And they've got the double billing right now of the Super Mario Galaxy movie up there, as well as reminders of him. And they are open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But drive-in theaters are the best. When I was growing up, we had one in the small town I'm from, and I just thought that everybody had a drive-in theater. So, you know, when I moved to Colorado and that's about the time they all started closing down, I was like, oh, but we need drive-in theaters. Like, they're the best.
They are the best. Yeah, you can sneak all that food in and make out in the back seat.
Well, and I love how you can tune in the movie on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes it, I don't know what that is about the drive-in movie theaters. But
I remember old school where you had to hang the little speaker on the glass.
On the glass, yes.
The window.
And you know what? The drive-in theaters have some of the best food if they do it right. Like, that's just.
There's still the one in Fort Collins. We'd go there all the time. My friends and I, when I was up there at CSU, so I'm glad they're bringing this one back.
Exactly. So.
That's what that drive-in said.
Yeah.
I'm 88.
Irma, you are the best. And again, Adams County Drive-In Theater. It's called the 88 Drive-In. Open now for business. So all summer long, get your drive-in on. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, that's all you got?
There you go, guys. We're going to be playing Fast Five right around 7:30 today with JKJ.